receiving. So we want to remember that we are the gift to humanity. In other words, we're here to support the ascension. We're here to bridge the gap between yesterday and tomorrow. So as we stay in that eternal now, as we stay in our eternal guidance, as we stay in our eternal vicinity, all is already assumed, all is already acquired, all is already brought forth, excuse me, as we will prepare, as we will state, as we will authorize. So they're showing me the World card in Tarot, and so what we want to remember is this is the point of the journey, to really welcome the truth that's true always, that's true for all, because the more that we will continue to shine, we open ourselves up to that Christ advantage, to that heavenly glow, to that supreme state of realization. And so we really want to remember that we are the transition team. In other words, we're leaving 3D, we're leaving the past paradigm, we're leaving suffering. We're opening up to light, we're opening up to love, we're opening up to the heavenly remedies. And so the more that you will take yourself back, when they're saying take yourself back, we're all being given these impressions of the truth of self. So whatever is your next right step, or your next right glee is actually what they're saying, that's what you're going to receive. So you may suddenly feel united with spirit more, you may suddenly have new awarenesses, you may suddenly just feel lighter. It's all one and the same, because as this light travels in, we want to remember our higher selves communicate to each of us a little differently. So we don't, this is so important, we want to drop this whole comparison. Well, they saw the violet flame and I was just imagining it, or they saw light and I didn't see the light. It's there regardless. So we want to remember, we're leaving the ego, we're leaving the comparison lifestyle. Just imagine someone seeing that light, which is wonderful, but what you see actually has a higher frequency, but you're kind of dismissing it because look at what they have. So whatever it is, we want to remember we're stepping into faith, we're moving into our certainty. So we're leaving that human consciousness that always feels left out, that always feels shallow, that always feels like not good enough or whatever. That's just the ego's drama, and it's just going to keep playing. It's not going to stop. What we're doing is we're recommending kindness to self and our willingness to turn around. So in other words, we're stepping higher. We're stepping into the light. We're stepping into our truest claim. And so when we shift into that new state of awareness, when we shift our consciousness to be escorted to our true placement, it's none of that is relevant, that none of that fits into our new circuitry. We really want to receive this. None of that fits into our new circuitry. So all the thoughts of the past, it's just like an old assembly. It's an old ensemble. It doesn't come along with us, in other words. So allow yourself to graduate, allow yourself to increase, allow yourself to go beyond past illusionary suffering. Because again, we want to remember that old consciousness, it's always suffering, it's always in conflict, it's always judging, it's always looking around. We are the golden light, we are the emissary at last, we are the new consciousness. And so the more we understand that we are the template for many, you won't suffer as long, you won't suffer anymore, because you're going to be willing to stand out. So it's like, you've got light, great, you've got light, great, and here's my light too. So in other words, it's like one for all and all for one, love for all. So it's not higher, lesser, lower. All of that comparison is from an old state of realization that no longer is apparent, that no longer is present, that no longer is permitted. So we want to receive that. And when we say permitted, it's not like you're going to be left out hanging, but you're going to find that there's no room for it to go. In other words, where we're going is of such high voltage, is of such high light, that the light is going to be enough. It's sort of like, what's the mind saying? I don't even know that I hear nor or I care, because you now understand what's possible. So receive that light. And so when we're receiving that light, you may be like, it may be entering your channel. It may be filling your cells. So allow it to fill your cells, your DNA, allowing yourself to know that light on a most intimate basis. And so intimate basis is remembering that we're moving beyond what's being said in the outer, or what you read in a particular book or whatever, which may be a prompt, it may be a start, but at some point we're each going to let go of the obvious, meaning like what we've been taught, and we're going to learn at last how to dictate always. In other words, how to travel with that light, how to use that for our highest value, for our highest consideration. So as we're receiving this light, we're allowing it to travel into our very essence. So you may have it filling your auric field, various organs, cells, your higher heart. But again, it's like the more that we can enjoy it, the more that we can exchange hands. When they say exchange hands, when I'm looking at my first hand, it's like in a very, very tight grip. So it's almost like I'm white knuckling it, I'm attached to things, I'm holding on, I'm in fear, I'm scared, I'm believing in suffering, I'm believing in lack and loss. So that's the first hand. So we want to remember, we're graduating at last. So when we switch hands, that new hand is totally open. The reason it's totally open is that we trust that there's more to arrive. So when we receive the light, we're not concerned that it's that very last drop and it was going to be scarce and there's no more to be had. It's like we welcome it. We welcome it. We enjoy it. We trust it. We trust that there's more to come. We trust that there's plenty. We trust in abundance. We trust in our true nature. So allow yourselves to be excited. Excited is this new discovery, this new circumstance, this new education of self, this new expansiveness, this new assimilation. So when I'm receiving this light on everyone's behalf, everyone's just aglow. And for myself, there aren't a whole lot of thoughts. It's just sort of like that light is just illuminating my very presence. And that's really enough. That's enough for now. It's almost like that's all I need to know. Because again, we're shifting in terms of our true landscape, in terms of our true circumstance, in terms of our true heavenly consent. In other words, who we actually are. And so we're allowing ourselves to achieve. We're allowing ourselves to be lifted up straight. We're allowing ourselves to reach heaven on earth. So heaven, again, is the state of consciousness that we're ascending to, that we're prescribing to, that we're agreeing to. And so as we agree to it, what happens is all of the old association, it's like, how would I say that? It's not even needed. It's not even necessary. It's not even important. It just doesn't even register. So that's what we're going to start finding. Some of these old addictions or fears or whatever still hasn't been cleared. As we offer our system the light, that light just sort of does the job for us. It knows where to go. Our job is to trust it. Our job is to identify it. Our job is to bridge the gap between fear and faith and really allow it to come in fully, where we come to identify at last in as a true light being. So we want to remember that we have that Christ advantage. In other words, we're moving into fifth dimensional reality. We're moving into our light body. We're moving into our heavenly exchange. And so from this state of awareness, from this state of delight, all is now certain, because now we're going to manifest. Now we're going to create. Now we're going to reassemble. Now we're going to attract that which we've been given. In other words, as we agree with the light, now we want to remember that's the frequency that we've now adjusted to, and now everything is seen. So where we didn't have a solution, where we couldn't figure something out, because we were in an old state of existence, in this new demonstration of faith, in this new environment, in this new frequency, all of a sudden it was like it was there, but I wasn't holding the consciousness, so I didn't see it. Now I'm standing complete, meaning I'm holding the light, I'm holding God's favor, I'm holding the eternal value at last. And so as I hold this, as I demonstrate this, all that is now due me, all that I'm now ready for, is easily prescribed. In other words, it's easy to call it forth, to bring it forth into manifestation, because we're holding that template, we're holding that frequency, we're holding that heavenly value. So we want to remember, it's like all of the struggle, all of the work, that's taking a back seat, because as we bring forth our refinement, as we bring forth our light, that is the frequency, that is the consciousness, that is the alignment that makes all new things happen. So allow yourselves to glow, allow yourselves to move into the extreme state of true happiness, true revelation, true realization, true wealth. So we want to remember that wealth, that light, as we align with our higher self, as we align with our soul, that we bring forth the very best. We bring forth the abundance of that new association. And so as we hold that in our chalice, as we hold that in our alignment, then this brings forth our destiny. This brings forth our new agreement. This brings forth our healing. So this is really so much easier than we could ever imagine. But we are the ones that have to agree. We are the ones that have to increase our faith in the matter. So we want to remember we're shifting matter. Matter is all energy. Matter is vibrating. And so as we shift into a new authorization, as we shift into a new pleasure state, as we shift into a new alignment, as we shift into a new frequency, then everything gets charged with this new love's association. It gets affected. So just imagine you're this wonderful tuning fork. And so now everything in the physical body, everything around, everything that is on its way, it's like now receiving that calling card, now receiving that invitation of that wealth. So remember, we're holding that wealth inside. We're holding that light inside. We're holding that chalice aglow. We're holding our new state of realization. And so when we receive this, we want to relax. And so just really remember, now I've got Lakshmi presenting. How beautiful is that? And so she's just like walking around smiling at everyone. She's smiling. And she's just like so happy that we're enjoying this wealth, that we're enjoying this light, that we're willing to step out in a leap of faith, that we're willing to leave the old paradigm behind. So again, she's stepping forth, and there's some sort of like present, or what would I call that? I just feel like she's offering us grace or a blessing, where when we get stuck in scarcity, when we get stuck in lack or separation consciousness, which we're going to do from time to time, because remember, it's an old habit, that the activation she's presenting us with, it's sort of like, it's just going to help us easily remember. So you may get a little lost, you may get a little distracted, but then it's like you're going to remember the sunshine, you're going to remember the illuminated status, you're going to remember the increase of good faith, you're going to remember all that there is to see. So when I receive her, how would I say that? Oh gosh, it's almost like, how would I say that? Like she's very, very interested in how we'll do. almost like it's a research project or something. Like, let me offer them to offer this to them, and then let me see them work with it. Let me see how they use it. It's just so beautiful. I have never had her appear before like this. I just feel like so humble that she's here. And I know this sounds kind of funny, but that she cares. And of course the masters care. How can they not care? But the other thing is, she's just sort of reminding us to not take her too seriously. What she means by that is, when we remember that we're all one, when I receive her, she's saying that she's simply the aspect of our own true nature. So she's presenting in form because we believe her form, and it's easy to work with her energies. But she's saying that she's actually inside each and every one of us. And so, in other words, she's actually that aspect of ourself that's very wise, that's already assembled, that already knows. And so when she works with us, it's like she's saying, like, it's really just a matter of faith or a matter of time, because she's not reminding us of anything that isn't already so, that isn't already possible. So she's just sort of bringing it out a little bit more, a little bit more pronounced, a little bit more user-friendly in a way, just to help us remember, just to help us break in stride, just to help us use all these beautiful aspects of self that have been a little dormant because of the programming of the matrix, where, you know, we bought into all of this separation and disease consciousness, and everything's very far away from us. And she's like, that's really not the case at all. So allow yourself to receive her grace, to receive her influence, to receive it both outside as well as inside. So to really come to understand your light, to really come to understand your heavenly value, to really come to understand your heavenly presence. So receive that, welcome that. And again, it's sort of like, as she's leaving, it's just so beautiful. Like, she's leaving a trail of what looks like these, like, golden coins. And what I get from that, it's sort of like there's more where that comes from. But again, the coin is really symbolic. It's not just about material wealth. It's wealth in all forms. So if we want more friendships, if we want romantic partnerships, if we want, you know, whatever it is, it's wealth in all its many splendid colors. So it could be a physical healing. It comes in all beautiful displays. I like her words. All beautiful displays. So receive that wealth, receive that light, receive that abundance, and allow that to take hold. Remembering what we offer to ourselves, we offer to the collective. And remember, we're here as a transition team into 5D consciousness. So everything that we're healing for ourselves, everything that we're opening up for ourselves, we give forth readily. In other words, we want to remember we're not doing this. We want it to be very consistent, in that we're not doing it for the ego. This isn't just for me, myself, and I. Let me just take care of my personal problems and good luck with the rest of the world. That we're taking all this back so that everybody is aware. Everybody has access. So now we're going to offer these gifts that we now have inside to the collective at large. To the collective at large. So remembering, it's like anyone that's ready to tap in, we're now holding the energy by faith for all to receive. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Well, thank you.